survivors taking refuge at a camp on Sulawesi Island. At least 1,400 are confirmed dead, and that does not count the more remote areas. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy tells us there's destruction everywhere, and she describes the remnants of a church where 80 children were studying the Bible when the quake hit. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence takes aim at China.
As we gather here, a new consensus on China is rising across America. More business leaders are thinking beyond the next quarter and thinking twice before diving in to the Chinese market if it means turning over their intellectual property or abetting Beijing's oppression. But more must follow suit.
The United States has announced charges against seven intelligence officers, some of whom were identified in other international crimes. Assistant Attorney General for National Security John Demers.
Our indictment today charges some of the same Russian operatives caught in The Hague, along with their colleagues in Moscow, as part of a conspiracy to hack a variety of individuals and organizations in the United States, Canada, and Europe to obtain information or access that was then exploited for the benefit of the Russian government.
In addition, the U.S. Justice Department tied seven officers to an attempt to penetrate the computer networks of anti-doping officials and organizations investigating Russia's use of chemical weapons. A U.S. federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from ending protections that have allowed about 300,000 people from Haiti, Sudan, Nicaragua, and El Salvador to live and work in the United States. With TPS revoked, those covered under the program would be subject to deportation. This is VOA News. The Senate Majority Leader is taking a key step toward the confirmation process for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time to move ahead with the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
5 days of public hearings, 65 private meetings. With senators.
McConnell has set a cloture vote for Friday morning. But first, all 100 senators will have the chance to read the new FBI investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against Kavanaugh. The FBI report is being treated with utmost secrecy. It's expected the report will be reviewed by senators in a secure room normally reserved for only classified matters. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An armed intruder allegedly tried to break into the Pennsylvania compound of exiled Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen Wednesday, but was chased off by a security guard. A spokesman said the guard fired a warning shot into the air and the suspect fled. Pennsylvania State Police searched the area but could not find the alleged intruder. U.S. officials have arrested a Utah man in connection with suspicious letters mailed to the president and the Pentagon. William Clyde Allen of Logan, Utah, was arrested Wednesday for allegedly mailing the letters that contained castor seeds, from which highly toxic ricin can be derived. One letter was addressed to President Donald Trump. Indonesia quake survivors are taking refuge at a camp on Sulawesi Island, and at least 1,400 people are confirmed dead there. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
Indonesian quake survivors taking refuge at a camp on Sulawesi Island. More than 1,000 people are confirmed dead, and that count still doesn't include more remote areas. 6 days after the quake and tsunami, and rescue workers are still struggling to reach everyone in need. One survivor from a town outside the main city told Reuters over a crackling phone line that it's a zombie town, and victims have been left to scavenge for their food. Desperate residents pleaded with President Joko Widodo during his visit to the disaster zone on Wednesday.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. The wife of former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been charged with 17 money laundering offenses as anti-graft agents investigate billions of dollars missing from state coffers. Pakistan's top diplomat said Wednesday that his talks with senior Trump administration officials were useful and helped halt the slide in the crisis hit bilateral relations. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, however, acknowledged that the war in Afghanistan did in fact dominate his discussions with both Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
The best.